In New Paltz, the school budget got 59.3% of the vote, but it failed. The reason? The tax cap requires a 60% supermajority of votes to override a school district's tax levy limit. Judging by the recent annual school budget elections, the supermajority requirement made an impact. Tim Creamer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association.
There was a 96% passage rate for school budget votes statewide, and if you stayed at or below your tax levy limit, you're almost guaranteed to pass it. 99%, in fact, did. There were 24 school budget votes or school tax levies, depending on how you want to look at it, that did not pass. 19 of those sought to pierce their cap, sought to go beyond their allowable tax levy limit, the 2% cap, and therefore would need a supermajority. There's a lot of frustration out there among those school districts that had met their simple majority level but didn't have the supermajority, and they're upset about this.
Superintendents in districts who have seen their budgets defeated must now go back to square one. New York State United Teachers spokesman Carl Korn weighs in.
Teachers care about students and they care about the education program. What they see with the tax cap is that while it might be successful at holding down taxes, the other part of the equation is the question, at what cost? While 96% of the state's budgets passed this year, the price was extremely high. Schools are closing, AP courses are being cut, class sizes are being increased. We've seen districts eliminate full-day kindergarten. And, of course, an additional 4,000 teachers and education staff are being laid off just to meet the demands of the tax cap.
Some officials have suggested the situation may require a legal remedy to resolve. Korn says NYSED is analyzing the results of the recent budget voting, and the one fact that jumps out is the 60% supermajority requirement.
In any election, a candidate with 59% would say, hey, that's a landslide victory. 59% when you're trying to override the cap is actually a defeat. We don't believe that 40% of the community should be able to dictate to the majority how much is spent educating a community's children. And we're going to look closely at the results and at the law and seek an appropriate remedy. Whether that remedy is legislative or whether that remedy might be found in the courts is still a question that we are looking at.
Tim Creamer concedes there is great concern over the issue of minority rule.
Let's let these other districts that have lost their budget votes, the 24, decide what they want to do. There's the opportunity to bring this forward for a second budget vote. My advice to them is take advantage of that opportunity. Otherwise, you go straight to 0% tax increase. So my expectation is that all 24 of them will put it up for a second vote.
Creamer's message to the districts, wait until after June 19th before going off in a new direction. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.